monitoring.
KWKI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, W4DJW, you see me go by?
Yeah, I waved at you. Tell Miss Amy we said hello and hope y'all have a safe trip.
Hello, Miss Joy. Your sweet little bride, Joy. Pretty little bride, Joy.
My little bride, you said hello.
Our visit with Miss Bonnie this afternoon. How about you?
Hopefully we helped her a little bit so far, and we'll help her a little bit more in a few days. We'll be starting off this week, but next week will be something new.
Hopefully I'll have plenty of time to do it while I'm down there.
Things to worry about down there. You take care of what needs to be taken care of. This other can wait.
I'll have some time down there, so I plan on taking a laptop, and while I'm just sitting with him, I'll be doing that.
You shouldn't get your feet wet.
We've been out there. We've never gotten wet. We got in a boat and went out there, out in the ocean, but we've never been out in the water. All the times we've been out there, they've been down there for a good 10, 15 years. We've been going back and forth all that time and never have gotten in the water.
My goodness. Well, it's about time you get your feet wet then, I guess.
On the map the other day when it was like 32 here and it was 72 there.
If it had been 72 today, that would have been nice.
Got a way to get that antenna out of that tree. We need something like a four-wheeler or something, I don't know, without tearing up her yard.
I'll bring a rope over and we'll tie two ropes together and tie it to the truck and jerk on it. It'll calm down. It may not be the way we want it to, but it'll calm down.
That rope over the house so it doesn't have to go around the house. That way rope can pull from the street so it doesn't tear up her yard.
Yeah, that'll work.
I thought it'd be better if we just left that till later.
I started pulling on it and the tree limb had grown across the rope. I knew it wasn't going to come down today.
Up like that when I was over at Miss Alice's with Gene. Gene and I were working on it, and we pulled and we pulled and we tugged and we pulled. And it hadn't grown into the tree like that one has, but eventually, enough bouncing it up and down, and it came out. But this one didn't appear that was going to happen.
Well, when we get a little more force on it, I guess my 180 pounds or 190 pounds almost, it didn't affect it too much.
I'm up to that, too. That's amazing stuff. And that wasn't any young Dacron, either. That Dacron been up there for a while.
Enough, too. It's, the smaller stuff. It's not the big stuff that I got at the house. What I got at the house is over a quarter inch. I guess it's, almost 3/8.
Use that. I've always used that same size Robert used. It's always worked. Well, I think Dacron, out of all the parts that break when they come down, Dacron's probably broke once. And all the other times have been the antenna.
It came down one side of it. I don't know if it was the squirrels chewing on it or it was rubbing back and forth on the limbs up there. But it wore in two at any rate. And I had to replace probably 25 feet of a line on that side, but I got it back in the air and everything's working, so that's the main thing.
Yeah, my super loop came down. I got it all repaired. I just haven't put it back up in the tree yet. I'm making all kind of more contacts than I can sustain on the mystery antenna, so no need to put up the super loop just yet. If it ever gets really bad, I'll probably put it up, but it's in a box, along with a whole bunch of other antennas. Well, Gary, I'm going to give Amy a call and see what she wants for supper, since she was really patient with me today. I'll volunteer to pick up supper on the way home.
Good idea. I'm building I've got it built, a new antenna. It's an N-FET half-wave, 8010, with a 49-to-1 Ballon. That's the one, you remember Garth up in Arden that used to check in with us? That's the same antenna he used. And that's the one Steve WA5KSC built, and he sounds a whole lot better now than it used to. So I'm gonna build that and put it up, and I'm gonna leave my super loop up, but I'm gonna try both of them, see which one I like the best.
How long is that infed? How much space do you need?
Feet.
You know, for me to go one direction, I can go, you know, half of that in both directions, but I can't go in one direction that far. Well, I could, but I'd be over on Greenville Tech's land. I don't know if they catch me or not.
Up in an L shape, fashion if you want to, Dave. I don't know. I'll shoot you the drawing that Steve sent me if you want me to.
Yeah, do that. It can never hurt to have too many pictures of I got some that Harry sent me too, some that I downloaded from where he sent me them, that next time I get in the mood to build antennas, I've got a stash of designs I can pull from.
Never hurt to have a new antenna design out there in the wings. I'll let you go, Dave. I know you want to call Amy and find out what she wants for supper. Good visiting with you today. Good visiting with Bonnie. We'll do it again here real soon, I hope. Hopefully it won't be as long as it has been in the past. But you be careful on the way home, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. W4DJW, KI4DOS.
That was fun. It's been a long time. It's been since before COVID we've done something like that. Anyway, I enjoyed it. Take care. KI4DOS, W4DJW Mobile.
KI4DOS, KG4PFI.
KG4PFI, KI4DOS. Hey, big old tall buddy, Don.
I just wanted to tell you that if you build that great big old antenna you're talking about, it ain't going to make you look no better.
I told you and Chad both that as long as I'm alive.
Well, there's a bunch of beep coming on top of you.
Sometimes this was in there. But I said I told Chad, KO4NUE, and told you as long as I'm alive, y'all not the ugliest man in the world.
Well, I appreciate that. Sure do. I just wanted to tell you, though, that you can do all kind of antennas and all that kind of stuff, but it ain't going to make you look a bit better.
That's on the radio, though, Don.
Yeah, but the good part about that, nobody can see you.
That's right.
Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we doing good, Don. Can't complain.
Myself, a couple of years back or something like that, I had a major operation, and the daggum thing's giving me a fit again, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I've called the doctor, and the best appointment I could get is Friday, so I'm going to be on Friday. I'm going to run over, and I ain't going to run. I'm going to drive over there and see what he has to say about it.
It ain't Friday the 13th, so hopefully it'll be good news.
Ain't that something? I'm telling you what.
Close, though. What is it, the 14th?
Yeah, the 14th.
I can tell you something that's encouraging about that, I really do. Me and Joyce plan on getting down there to see you one of these days, but with all this COVID junk, you know, we ain't been no place hardly.
Well, we have not either. We did go to the grocery store today, but we don't like to get out too much because why should I go ahead and run the risk?
That's the same way with us. I know why you went to the grocery store today. You went to Ingles to get them double fuel points.
Yeah, but the only problem is the Ingles we go to don't have no filling station.
That is a problem, I guess. Well, luckily the one I go to over here in Easley has got a filling station right there. And I do use those fuel points occasionally. The last time I filled the truck up, I got 35 cents a gallon off. So that didn't hurt my feelings too much.
Yeah, I know. Well, we don't drive that much anyway. I got to take Linda's car on Monday over to the Premier, which is right over there, real close to where you buy your groceries. In fact, it's down that little side road right beside there. the Ingles, and a little old man kind of backed in their car and bent the door on it a little bit. Not a big place, but they're going to fix it. So he had insurance, so I guess that's a good part.
As long as it's not going to cost you anything. Have you used those people before?
I used them on my truck when I bent my tailgate on my truck, and they did a super job. You can't ever tell it was ever even. They put a whole new tailgate on it and painted it and matched it perfect.
Keep that. Well, Joey, on the Tahoe, the door hinges are wearing out and it's dropping down. Makes it real hard to open and close the door. And I want to find somebody that's decent to put those door hinges back in, you know, change the door hinges out. I was going to do it myself, and I got to looking and checking things out, and, on the computer, and this, that, and the other. And I got to looking, and those things are welded on. I thought they were bolted on, but they're not. So I'm gonna have it done instead of me trying to fool with that big old heavy door.
Open up a can of worms that you don't want.
We pay them to do it. If they mess it up, they'll have to go back and fix it.
My dealership recommended them to me. That's when I bent the tailgate on my truck. It's my fault. I had the tailgate down, and I backed into my trailer with it, bent it up a little bit, and I said, well, I'll take it over and see if they can fix it. And the guy told me, he said, we'll get you a whole new tailgate. Put it on there, paint it, put it on there, and it'll be back just like brand new. And that's what they did, and no problem.
Well, I know a decent body shop I can take it to. There's several body shops around here, but I can't find anybody that's used them before, and I like word of mouth advertising better than I do the advertising you see other places.
Well, I don't know anything about their cost, I mean, and the prices of it, because the insurance company is paying for this Linda's car, and the truck, and I bent it up, my insurance paid for that, so I don't know. I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to the cost, because I didn't have to, it wasn't no out-of-the-pocket thing for me. But I guess that's just the way life is. I don't want to keep you tied up on the radio here. I know you was talking to, I believe that was WD-4, W4DJW, was that who you was talking to?
Steve Watson, W4DJW. It was me and him went over to Robert AA4RM's widow's house today and made a list. Well, we didn't make a list, took pictures of all his stuff, and I'm going to start putting it on the swap net here. Not this week, but next week probably, or maybe the week after, but you got a lot of nice stuff over there.
I guess you did the same thing with AK, didn't you?
Yeah, with AK, did the same thing with Fletch, K4YNG. I went over and made a list of all his stuff and helped his widow helped his widow out by taking care of it and selling it and that sort of stuff. And we're going to do Bonnie the same way, so, there've been too many good people left this year, Don.
I lost a friend that worked in the pawn shop up on the White Horse Road. Died here right 2 days before Christmas. Cancer. And I don't know. It just seems like the older I get, the more people that I know have passed on.
One thing about getting older, is... not only us, but our friends are doing that too. Last year, Ray Allison was the first one to go, and then Steve Patron, K4ZZX, went, and then Fletch went, K4YNG, and then Robert, AA4RM, and Al, KI4MLN, and W4AKG, Mr. AK, and just been a whole bunch of them.
I used to talk to him quite often, but I knew he was in the hospital at one time, but I don't know, I didn't know he had actually passed away. I guess I don't turn my radio on enough to know, but sad to hear that. And Ray, last time I talked to Ray, He said he was coming down here to see me, and that was probably 4, 5, 6 weeks before he passed away.
To go see him about the Thursday before he passed away, and you know, I was happy that I got to go up there and visit with him for a little while, sit down, drink some coffee, and we didn't go out by the fireplace, but at least we was there in the house and got to visit with him and that sort of thing. But they've been a whole bunch. There's a new ham. His name is Jeff, KO4JQX, lives down there in Ware Place. He's kin to Ayers. I didn't know that until me and him got talking.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I remember old Ayers. I used to go down there and see him. And when he passed on, his friends called me, wanted me to come down there and see about getting his radio equipment round up. They used to call him Popcorn. He worked in the movie theater down there in Williamston.
The older we get, the smaller the world gets, don't it, Don?
I think his call sign was K4CBG, is that correct?
Yep, that was Mr. Ayers.
Down there one time, and he lived in a mobile home down there, and the back door to that mobile home was open. And we was in there talking, and I seen something at the back door. And I got to looking, it was a bunch of raccoons, and he was feeding them. And one of them come inside, and he had a big bag of, I guess it was dried dog food. But there wasn't anything on the porch for him to eat. He come in there saying, "Where's my food?"
Oh, man, that's something else. Yeah, I remember you went down there one time, and to help him out with a J-pole. He was trying to tune a J-pole inside his house.
Yeah, I can't remember the other fellow that went down there when he passed away, too. Huh?
Gene.
Gene, yeah, Gene. You remember Gene?
That'd be before ZBZ.
Yeah, me and him went down there and put an antenna up for him. And he was a character, too, boy, I'm telling you. That Gene was, and then we didn't get along real good, but we got along good enough to go down there and help him out.
Now, Gene was a real nice fellow, you know, when you're talking to him face to face. Talking to him on the radio sometimes, you think, well, that's the crappiest old man in the world. I don't believe I want nothing to do with him, but he was a good fella.
KG4PO5 for ID. Yeah, I'll let you go. Linda just came back in here. I don't know what she's doing, but I guess I better get off of here. It's a moment. She's eating potato chips. How about that? This is the longest I've talked on the radio, and I don't know when. All righty. KF4DOS. This is KG4PFI. Tell Joy we said howdy doody, and we'll talk to you again. I'm clear.
That's good timing. I've just arrived here at the house. I'm going to jump out and go inside and see my pretty little bride. I'll tell her you and Linda said hello. And you don't have to say for ID, by the way. You know, when you throw your call sign out, that is your amateur call sign, is your ID. And so if you throw that out there, people know that's what it's for.
Yeah, I know. This microphone on this radio has been sitting for a long time. I presume that it's working okay.
Oh, it's working okay. I'll let you go, Don. Tell Miss Linda we sat out, and I'll relay your message to Joy when I go in the house. Y'all take care, stay safe, and I hope you get some good news from my doctor. I'll call you sometime Friday night or Friday evening late or Saturday sometime to check on you. Y'all take care, and I'll talk at you later. Enjoyed it there, buddy. KG4PFI, KI4DOS, 73.
Okay, Gary. KG4PFI, clear.
4DJW, W4NGU.
You, W4DJW. Hey, Phil.
Did you get that text I sent you earlier today?
My antenna trying to pull it out of the tree, and I didn't know that I had one, but when I got driving down the road, I saw you sent me one. but I wasn't going to read it while I was driving. What did it say?
It's a YouTube link of a high-dollar helicopter that looks like a big, not troop carrier, but vehicle carrier helicopter, you know, with blades on the front and the back. Man, it is something else. And the lights he's got on that thing, it is highly realistic. And he flies it around inside of a gym with a bunch of people watching, and it's a nice helicopter.
A few of them like that. They're really, really nice. They put a lot of time, a lot of effort into them. Saw a Corsair that was done that way. It was like a third-scale Corsair. It was really huge. One of the guys that comes out to the airfield that we fly at, he's the one to build it. He's a master modeler for BMW. He models their new cars before any, a concept car, before anybody sees them. He put that kind of blood, sweat, and tears into that Corsair, and then he had a midair with it on it, like his third flight, and totally destroyed it. What goes up will come down, and it's not always as you plan, so I just can't see doing that with one that you're going to put in the sky.
Too much work. Well, boy, that's interesting. I bet he can make a nice one when he puts his mind to it.
If you were to take a picture of this one and the real thing and put them side by side, if you were to get the lighting right, there would be no way you could tell it was a model. But that's what he did for a living. And he spent 3 years building the thing. So, yeah, but, oh, man, that worked him bad when that thing, only about three flights into it and midair.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to think about that.
That's why when I see somebody like that helicopter you're describing, I mean, it's nice. It's beautiful. I see jets like that, too. They do that same thing with jets. They put a lot of work into them, but I cringe because I know what's going to happen.
Steve as well, but I didn't hear anything, which is not unusual. Steve doesn't see but about half the text I send him. I'm just about to give up texting him and just call him when I need him.
How's your dabbling in the market going for 2022 so far? Is that a bad question to ask?
In pretty good shape. I got hurt on one of them, but it'll come back, so I don't think it's going to be too bad. But I'm looking forward to this year. I'm going to do more option trading and less stock trading. Just get a whole lot more bang for my buck that way. But just wanted to see if you'd seen that text since you didn't respond to it. But I'm here with hot food, and I had to wait 35 minutes in line to get it, so I better get inside. Dave, enjoyed it. W4NGU.
All right, Phil, good talking to you. Enjoy your supper. I'm picking mine and Amy's up on my way home. Take care. W4NGU, W4DJW. My mind went blank there for a second. Yeah, take care.
Before you help me, Marjorie.